Yeah, that's interesting.
Why?
For a person who supposedly planned all this, and he gets there and he said, oh, I got the wrong flag. I mean, something here doesn't make sense. And it gives us an idea, or at least an insight, about the mentality of that individual.
What are you thinking about his mentality?
Well, it seems that he's all over the place. He's a criminal. He is trying to cover his crime using religion. And he seems under a lot of pressure from the court. Allegedly was involved in about dozens, at least I forget the exact number of sexual assaults, and then possibly killing his wife. So he want to go down as a hero, not as a thug and not as a criminal. It seems to me that there's something fishy about the individual. The investigation is still early on. I think I'll be very anxious to see what the Australian police gonna find out about the motivation, about why he did that. But the flag that he had with him is basically a black flag that has a shahada on it. There's no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet. Mm-hmm. And that flag on black is basically the original flag of Al-Qaeda under Osama bin Laden.
It is.
Now, with a Nusra, they added Jabhat al-Nusra underneath it. It's the same one with Jabhat al-Nusra, the Nusra front underneath it. And that indicates it is Al-Qaeda affiliated organization in Syria. The ISIS flag is a little bit different. It is black. It has the same terminology, but it has that circle at the bottom. And it's a little bit different than Al-Qaeda flag. It indicates the same narrative. Both of them indicates the narrative of Osama bin Laden. Both of them indicate the narrative of bin Ladenism, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But it depends which flag you have. It indicates who's your leader, Baghdadi or Zawahiri.